In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The world fears the end because it means the exposure of all its works and ways. It means all its lies will be, beyond a shadow of a doubt, proven false. Like Adam and Eve standing there covered in fig leaves, when the Lord Jesus comes again, the world will still be naked and afraid. They'll have nothing with which to clothe themselves. They lived as they pleased, and when the judge demands a reckoning, they cannot stand. In the midst of all this, Jesus says, "You are to straighten up and raise your head. Even as the evils of this world mount up, when the dread of the judgment is shown even by the trembling powers, lift up your head. That is, be joyful in your heart, for the world, which has never been your friend, is drawing to its end. And if the world's end is coming, then it's your redemption, your bridegroom, your beloved, drawing near. Be glad and rejoice, because soon you will meet him whom you love, and what's passing away you never loved. So don't grieve for this world, though maybe that's easier said than done. And maybe that's because the ways of this world are so much easier, so much more comfortable. It's the path of least resistance." Jesus warns against drunkenness and the cares of this life. It's as simple as that. To be ready for his coming even now, Jesus says, don't get drunk tonight or be consumed with anything other than his word and sacraments. Avoid anything which would pull you away from his word and sacraments. The word of Jesus shall never pass away, even as we live in a culture of fear. Fear of death. Fear of the unknown. Fear of whatever. And so on. If you plant the roots of your heart deep in the love of the world, what hope, what confidence is there in that? None. Only more fear and foreboding. Thus you pray that God would stir up your heart and make ready the way of his only begotten Son. Your flesh is weak, in danger of growing bored and cold. You're tempted to neglect the watch, to indulge your baser desires, to forget who you are and for whom you are waiting. You must pray, "Stir up our hearts, O Lord." That you can't stir up your own heart to prayer and watchfulness is why you pray as the Holy Liturgy directs you. For Jesus does. You pray that by his coming, Jesus would purify your mind and give you over to true service. You can't ready yourself. You cannot search for, accept, or serve the Lord Jesus of your own free will. If he's the one who alone fills your lamp and comes for you, then he alone is the one who makes you ready for his second advent. Behold, O people of Zion, your salvation is coming. And he will cause his majestic voice, speaking words that will never pass away, to be heard. Jesus speaks, and you shall have gladness of heart. For his words are words of peace and reconciliation, words of forgiveness. Justice has indeed been satisfied. And in this you don't receive what you deserve. The justice demanded for your sins, the divine wrath you've earned for yourself, everything the law says against you, is laid upon Jesus. He's lifted up to the clouds upon the holy cross, and as the heavens are shaken, pours out his blood to satisfy God's justice and appease his wrath. And because wrath has been poured out and the law's accusations answered in his death, the day of Jesus Christ is not a terror to you. It's not a day of fear and foreboding. For what you do fear is his name. And he has named you with his name. For you, the day of Jesus Christ is a day of hope and of joy. It's the day of resurrection. It's the day in which those words of Jesus that will never pass away are fulfilled. And though it's not the end you have deserved for yourself, it is the end Jesus has promised. It's the end he has won for you. But not so for those in love with the world. For them, the day of his coming is a day of fainting and foreboding, a day of fear. Those who love fear, those who enjoy the world's friendship, who find comfort and familiarity in sadness and brokenness, who do not love the Lord and his advent, shall be set ablaze like so much chaff and stubble. They wanted nothing to do with the king, sought their own way and despised his gifts. But they will receive him as the judge on that day, whether they want to or not. This is why you must watch yourself, stay awake, and pray. Yes, the wait is long and hard and it hurts. Yes, you must still contend with brokenness, sadness, and loss as your loved ones die and you yourself get sick and weak, are persecuted, mocked, and abused. These may be signs that the Lord Jesus is soon at hand. Thanks be to God for that. But it's still hard. What shall you do when the waiting is hard and your heart seems weighed down? Look to the example of how to live and confess that Jesus gives in his saints. Pray, stir up our hearts, O Lord. Eat his body and drink his blood. Flee to his word that will never pass away. For the forgiving word of Jesus is the encouragement of the scriptures, found in holy baptism and holy absolution. He places it into your mouth in the Holy Communion. It's true and will not pass away. You are the forgiven and redeemed child of God and heir of heaven. You are reconciled to him in the sufferings and death of Jesus Christ. You are washed clean in his blood. You eat his true physical body and drink his actual blood for the forgiveness of your sins, the preservation of your faith, and the resurrection of your own body. So have absolutely no fear of his day. Jesus is faithful and true. He keeps his promises. And when he comes again upon the clouds of heaven in great power and glory, the promise of the Holy Communion shall be fulfilled. Jesus will raise your body from the grave, glorified and perfected like unto his own. Gone will be all fear, sadness, and doubt. Gone will be all traces of weakness, sin, and death. For the word of Jesus is true. Straighten up. Raise your head, rejoice, and know every trial and tribulation, every heartache, every bit of mocking and ridicule, every persecution, even the transitory and passing nature of this life and world itself, is but a sign that the end draws nigh. It's a sign that Jesus is near. Do not fear or lose heart. Straighten up and raise your head. Look for the coming of your beloved in joy. Don't mourn for the world or look behind at what's being left. Let the end come, for even as these days grow short and gray, your beloved is soon coming, bringing with him eternal spring and the end of the winter of sin, death, and sadness. For a sign of this, look to the buds on the trees. Look especially to those buds upon the tree of the Holy Cross, the very body and blood of Jesus given for your forgiveness. Your bridegroom, your kinsman redeemer, is coming to hasten you to your heavenly home with him. Be eager to finish the journey then, for in Jesus you hope and live. In him you shall never pass away. Behold, O people of Zion, your salvation is coming. And he will cause his majestic voice to be heard to gladden your heart. For Jesus' words will never pass away. Eat, drink, and you shall never be shaken, but be ready for the end. You shall stand in your own body before the Son of Man on the last day. It can be no other way. Straighten up, raise your head and rejoice. For the day draws near when you shall hear his majestic voice calling, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along." Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. In Jesus' name.